Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Hey, everybody. It is Friday, which means Friday Follies. Yesterday's show, if you didn't hear it, go check it out. I really want to get back to it, hopefully next week or sometime soon, to continue explaining what is the point of Feet to the Fire and why it is necessary to develop a Christian conservative mind. Why do we need to develop the conservative mind? And there's a lot of other topics I want to hit, hopefully we'll get to soon. For instance, the whole issue of global warming and really explaining to you why climate change is contrary to a conservative Christian biblical worldview. Another example is the whole CRT thing. See, climate change, believe it or not, is related to CRT because they both have to do with the dissolution of property rights. That's what people don't understand. Again, the point of Feet to the Fire, and my goal is to explain the philosophical inner workings of what's going on with these different agendas. Climate change is global wealth redistribution, the dissolution of property rights on a global scale. CRT is always painted in the light of sensitivity to black and brown people and people of color, and I'm not making fun of people's skin color, ethnicity at all. I'm imitating the other side, but they're lying because it has nothing to do with that. Here's what CRT is doing. The idea of systemic racism or institutionalized racism, white privilege, implicit bias, if you don't realize this is what's going on, they are positioning, listen now, property rights, ownership, the free market, positioning it as a white idea, as a white invention, that's part of whiteness, property ownership. And so therefore, in order to equalize and get rid of systemic racism, here's what you need to do. You need to dissolve property rights. And what is the dissolution of property rights? Is Marxism. It's socialism. So that's all that CRT is. And all these woke evangelicals and Christians and so-called, activists on behalf of the downtrodden don't realize that what they're doing is they're pushing an agenda that has nothing to do with advocating for color and ethnicities and has everything to do with positioning property rights as something evil and racist and therefore needs to be gotten rid of. But heed the words of John Adams, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. And I've got a wealth of information and quotes on the centrality of property rights to liberty that hopefully we'll get to. Anyway, I've spent enough time on that already. That's whetting your appetite for the future. Listen every day, 10 to 12-ish minutes, and spread the word. Get your friends to follow us on social media. Go to the Apple Podcast Store, Feet to the Fire Politics Conservative Talk Show. Spread the word. By the way, we got a big like yesterday from Professor Owen Strain. That was excellent. Okay. Really fast Friday Follies in the News. This is from Just the News. President Joe Biden and U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen are urging Congress to approve an international agreement for a global corporate tax of 15%, raising alarm among key GOP senators of an administration plan to circumvent the Senate's treaty power under the U.S. Constitution. No kidding, circumvent the U.S. Constitution. Surrender our national sovereignty, and again, our individual and corporate property rights as Americans, to a global mastermind entity that confiscates 15% of corporate wealth? Are we kidding? Antichrist kingdom, anyone? And as soon as you say that, people are like, fanatic, extremist. That guy believes in Satan. Well, actually, yeah, Satan is real. There are really forces of good and evil. There is Jesus Christ, Lord, Master, King, and Savior of the world, and there is Kingdom of Antichrist. First John's, it's all over the book of First John. Not only is there a coming Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, but also John says the spirit of Antichrist is at work in the world and has been. He said that 2,000 years ago. The spirit of working against God and his Christ is always at work in the world, and part of that is establishing a global worldwide government, and you can't do that until you, here it is again, dissolve individual and national property rights and sovereignty and bring it under the overarching power of a single global entity. Okay, insanity. Let's go to the next, Lego. I mentioned this yesterday. At Breitbart.com, Lego goes woke, promises to make toys, quote, free of gender bias and harmful stereotypes. The Danish toy giant, I'm reading here, Lego, has announced that it will endeavor to remove, quote, harmful gender stereotypes from its line because boys are reluctant to play with toys marketed towards girls. Okay, is that a problem? Girls don't want to play with Barbie. They want to play with Legos and building blocks. Lego announced on the United Nations Day of the Girl. Okay, right there, cue a problem. UN, worthless organization. We should kick them out of New York City and get our real estate back and at least collect the property tax off of it by selling it to private individuals, or at least charge the UN property tax. We need that space back. But Day of the Girl, that should also cue us. Please, do we have to keep patronizing different disparate cohorts with special days? Okay, announced on the United Nations Day of the Girl. See, right there, I think that's when... I'm not mad. People say I sound mad. I'm happy. Watch this. Ready? The UN, worthless. Day of the Girl. Stupid day. But, okay. But I've said it happily and cheerfully. Okay. Lego would seek to make gender-neutral toys in order to, quote, ensure Lego products and marketing are accessible to all. What is a gender-neutral block? It's a block. They tweeted this, Happy International Day of the Girl. Bold, innovative, and inspiring. Girls' creative energy is rebuilding the world. Together, let's get the world ready for girls. I have no idea what any of this means. The chief executive claimed that the urge for boys to not play with girls' toys was a result of male behavior being more valued by society. So here's the point. We should urge boys to play with girl toys. And there it is. The agenda is to feminize our boys and men, toxic femininity. You better keep listening. I'm running out of time here, but we're going to go a little over. My brother made this great point. And when the world says toxic something and the whole culture gloms onto it, it's probably a good cue that the opposite is actually what's toxic. There isn't toxic masculinity in our culture. There's toxic femininity because they're trying to overturn God's order and turn boys who are supposed to be leaders into girls. All right, how about this one? In the Epic Times, the California law bans small off-road gas engines, including lawnmowers and chainsaws. Are you kidding me? California moved one step closer to ending reliance on fossil fuels, which they won't, because when you have to charge batteries, you got to rely on fossil fuels anyway. That's the big scam and lie, is battery-charged whatever still relies on fossil fuels because it relies on electricity from power plants run by coal and natural gas. Newsom signed this new bill to ban all off-road gas-powered engines. So you can't mow your lawn in California anymore, and it's to apply the new rule as soon as regulators determine it's feasible. That's great. People who don't own businesses, government bureaucrats who wear stiff suits sitting behind decks, Poindexters deciding, I think it's feasible now, to cancel all lawnmowers. And the best is the governor says it's one step in California's comeback plan, economic comeback plan, including strong focus on climate change initiatives. Are you kidding me? Comeback. This is retrograde plan. This is going backwards, degrowth plan. This is an economy and prosperity and liberty killer. Anytime you institute these quote-unquote climate change initiatives, you're killing jobs, killing the economy, it's degrowth, and it's, there it is again, dissolving property rights and individual freedom. All right. It's gonna incredibly destroy small businesses. They also, let's see here. They also, by 2035, last month the governor signed an executive order to ban gas-powered and diesel cars by 2035. This is insanity. Who thinks this is going to work? This is like when Massachusetts a couple years ago banned gender. Their state legislature voted that there's no more gender. I love that. Because they're God. It's like banning gravity. These people are drunk on power. Okay, let's keep going. What else do we have? Ah, the political insider. Elementary school, guess where? Seattle, gets rid of pumpkin parade because it marginalizes people of color. What? Historically, this is the spokesperson. Pumpkin parade marginalizes students of color who do not celebrate the holiday. Specifically, these students have requested to be isolated on campus while the event took place. In alliance with Seattle Public Schools' commitment to students of color, specifically African-American males, the staff is committed to supplanting the pumpkin parade with more inclusive and educational opportunities during the school day. Well, what could those opportunities be? A chance to do autumnal work and thematic units of study about the fall. Yeah, because that's going to grip the attention of any of the males, African-American, white, or otherwise. Halloween events create a situation where some students must be excluded for their beliefs, financial status, or life experience. Costume parties become uncomfortable for many. Large events, loud noise levels, crowds, overstimulation for some students, complex feelings of exclusion, uncomfortable and upsetting. We are creating a generation of feminized snowflakes. I mean, I don't know what else to... With no backbone. This is insanity. You can't... Why don't we help all the kids enjoy a pumpkin parade? Instead of... I don't even think these are real accommodations. Who's bothered by pumpkin parades? This is grandstanding. All right, last thing. The Blaze. This is great. Singer and actress Demi Lovato. I don't even know who that is. She says I should know. I'm culturally cutting edge, but I don't know who that is. It's irrelevant. I don't need to know. If I don't know who it is, they're not making big movements in the culture. But this is a big movement. She says that people ought not to use the term aliens while referring to extraterrestrials out of fear of offending the otherworldly space beings. Right. Lovato, 29, made the remarks with an interview. I think she said this. I think we have to stop calling them aliens because aliens is a derogatory term for anything. That's why I like to call them ETs. So yeah, that's a little tidbit, a little information that I learned. I really think that if there was anything out there that would want to harm us, it would have happened by now. So she believes extraterrestrials have no interest in overtaking the Earth. It just made sense for her to make a foray into creating her own reality production around spotting extraterrestrials. Well, I have been a believer my whole life. You know what this makes me think of? God has given them over to a depraved mind. Romans 1. So that they worship the created rather than the creator and chase after idols. This is a not just a depraved mind. This is a mental disorder. So don't call them aliens anymore. It's not politically sensitive. The winner of today's flamethrower award, you can pick. I'm sorry, folks. Whenever climate change is on the agenda, that's the one that takes it for me. California Governor Newsom banning lawnmowers takes the cake for insanity and this week's flamethrower award. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Behind every liberal agenda and platform idea is a nefarious doctrine to eat away and erode our individual and corporate liberty as Americans. Fight the good fight.